East Coast Breakfast.
Guys, it is the last week build up to the Hollywood Bets, Durban, July. Last week we were at the Gallops, yes. And this week we're building up to the July and we're finding out all the things about the show. And what I wanted to know is, how do we come up with these names for the horses? I mean, they're lacquer. They're lacquer names, like Oriental Charm. That's sure. Lovely.
Beautiful.
Atticus Finch, I get it. I read the book. Okay.
Oh.
Rainbow book. Laureate.
Lorikeet.
Lorikeet.
Lorikeet. Yeah, isn't that a bird?
A Lurie's a bird. Is a lorikeet also a bird?
I think so.
Comedy Dung.
Yes.
This is like a name.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for the commentator. And yeah, Comedy Dung, Laureate, Atticus Finch, and Sparkling Water.
Yes.
But how do these names, how are these names generated? How do you name a horse?
So luckily, we have friends who own horses.
Yes.
And I actually asked that question to Devin Heffo, who's the brand and communications manager of Hollywood Bets last week, who also owns a horse.
So people must remember.
He did finish the story.
Devin, what is it we remember?
To be honest, he had an explanation for me.
Devin,
and
nice
he explained
one.
It, and now I don't know if I can do it justice.
Well, I think what we're going to do is maybe you can send this to him. I think I found a way.
Tell me.
That you can come up with your horse name.
Okay.
Right? And then we'll send this to Devin and say, is this conceivable?
Okay.
All right. So I want you, all of you, including me, to think of the last thing you ate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was the last thing you ate? So it's probably something breakfasty, right?
Okay.
The last thing you watched.
Movie.
The last movie.
Yeah, movie.
Okay.
Okay. And then the last thing you bought.
Nice.
Paid cash for or card.
Cash money.
Okay, last thing you bought. So it's the last thing you ate, watched and bought. And this brings you closer to your Hollywood Bets Durban July horse name. So your horse name, what's your horse name?
Okay, so ate, watched, bought. So I lost... This morning, a banana.
Yeah.
Movie.
The last movie.
Yeah.
I watched was on June 16.
Yeah.
Which was
Sarafina.
This is the last time you watched a movie.
Yeah, I'm not a movie person.
He's not a movie guy. Okay.
And then the last thing I bought was Blitz.
No way.
Like Firelight. Yeah. So my horse name. Race 7, yeah. Hollywood Bets, Durban, July.
Saved with the voice.
But Banana Sarafina Blitz.
Ooh, I would put
a bet
on
that. Guys, that's a great
I would put
name.
A bet on that.
I would
Banana Sarafina Blitz.
Honey, Formula One movie,
yeah,
and Fuel. Honey, Formula One, Fuel. That's a cute
name. That's a perfect
name. I'll put money on that horse.
Yours,
Darren?
I am Omar Shaka Ilembe Fudge. That's my horse
Omar.
Name.
Omar.
I am winning races with that one.
Omar. Please can you leave the Ilembe part? Can you just say Omar Shaka Fudge?
I can confirm the Omar because this morning when we were drinking coffee, yes. He pulled a rusk out of his pocket.
Out of my pocket.
Yes.
So that's what we're trying to do. Hey, what's your horse name? All you need to do is take the last thing you ate, the last thing you watched, the last thing you bought, and now you have your horse name. Send us your Hollywood Bets Durban July horse name right now. It's 061-792-9495.
So people must remember your limit is 18 characters, with no, which includes spaces, but you can try and condense it into one word. We name all our horses for Hollywood. We like names that have a lot of meaning behind them. We've started using a lot of isiZulu, Xhosa, Afrikaans names that resonate with the public. So for instance, our best horse we've ever had is a horse called isiVunguVungu, which means storm in Xhosa. His name was actually by Odwin Ngani, our Hollywood Vet Sharks rugby player. And yeah, it's just really, really cool, powerful name, like isiVunguVungu, you know. So it rolls off the tongue. People love it, and it certainly is a great conversation starter.
All right, so well, that's maybe how you name your horses, Dev. We have a different way.
Yeah, we have a different way, and we want your horse. Don't tell us the horse that you think is going to win the July. No. We want us, because someone is telling us.
Yeah, the uncles are giving us horses.
We don't
now.
Need tips, bro.
Yeah.
So you need to take the last thing you ate, plus the last movie you watched, plus the last thing you bought, and then that's going to make up your horse
together,
name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Send a voice note to 061-792-9495.
Hi guys, my horse's name will be Bacon. Movie I watched was Mad Money, and last thing I bought was Diesel. So it'll be Bacon, Mad Money, Diesel.
So my name would be Briani Straw
feel?
Well, it's happening East Coast Radio. So the last thing I ate was steak. We had a prior, I had steak. The last thing I watched was Power. The last thing I bought was a dinosaur for my child. Oh. So I would say steak, Power, dino.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I had butter chicken. We watched Ironheart last night. And the last thing I purchased was fuel. So it would definitely be butter, iron, fuel.
Oh,
love it.
I love it.
Morning, guys, and all the best for Hollywood Bets Week. I know it's going to be a crack in Durban, July. Yeah. In my house, the last thing I ate was chicken, last thing I watched was soccer, and the last thing I bought was ice. So it'll be chicken, soccer, ice.
Hi, my Hollywood Bet horse name is Avocado. Think like a man, strawberry.
My horse is definitely not going to win a race.
Yeah.
Fed Cook Formula One data.
Some of the Facebook comments from Lester's got sugar beans. Carrie, you may not kiss the bad milk.
It's I like too long.
Megan Funamadva's chocolate gladiator book.
Oh, I love it.
Jules Krobler, Greek Grand Prix honey.
Oh,
nice.
I love it. Yeah.
Leanne Janssen, chops chutney, waterfront fish prawns. There's lots of food happening there. And Amir Mohammed saying, Barcelos, the untouchable sunset sherbet.
Oh, it's wonderful. Okay. Oh, it's wonderful. Listen, it is the build-up to the Hollywood Bets Durban July. Surely you would like to know we all want to know, what's your horse's name? What was the last thing you ate, the last movie you watched, and the last thing you bought? Put all three together, you got your horse's name. With that formula, Devon Heifer, what's your new horse name?
Right, so what's your Hollywood Bets July horse name?
So last thing I ate was a Bovril sandwich, and the movie I watched was Lilo and Stitch with my kids, and the last thing I bought was Biltong. So Bovril, Biltong, Stitch. I think that's quite a good name. I think it rolls off the tongue.
I love it. Send yours, 061-792-9495.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.